Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting second. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Hunfield steals second. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hoffman. Schult reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Schultz scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Shang moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Shang moves to third. Gray moves to second. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. McGowan hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kamm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzler moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Hunfield moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schultz who is chasing the ball. Sissel reaches third base with a triple. Reynolds scores. Hunfield scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sissel scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's White Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaum takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Metzler moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gray hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shang moves to third. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Krause to Kaum. The throw back to home, and Shang is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gray. Reynolds moves to third. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sissel strikes out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Kaum. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-2 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive towards first. Clancy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gray bunts in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. Shang moves to second. One out. Lu Blu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blu is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Blu hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hoffman, who is chasing the ball. Blu reaches third base with a triple. Shang scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 3 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blu scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Browns. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 3 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. 1 out. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 4 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Walsh now pitching. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Hoffman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hoffman. O'Rourke scores. Melillo moves to second. It's 6-3, Browns. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Shang hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Kham hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 4 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzler moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.